TheHarvestHome.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is March 14, 2012. This is episode 61 of the To-Do List Home podcast / videocast. Build a Dream, Gaia's Garden Book Review. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Swan Lake Ballet by Tchaikovsky, recorded on Tchaikovsky Swan Lake from 2007. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Today, I introduce you to Gaia's Garden, a guide to home-scale permaculture by Toby Hemenway. First, who is Gaia and what's so special about her garden? To the ancient Greeks, Gaia was Mother Nature. All of the other gods descended from her and her union with Uranus, the god of the sky. So it's only fitting that as we refer to nature, we do so in a way that shows respect for something greater than humans. When I was a kid, I used to love the chiffon margarine commercial where Mother Nature was tricked into having some, and she was convinced it was butter. When she realized it wasn't, she would always say, "It's not nice to fool with Mother Nature," and then thunder would crash. The point is that it is not nice to fool with Mother Nature, because not only does nature bat last, but nature is cruel while overflowing with beauty. Thus, we have to question conventional thinking when it comes to gardening and instead make gardens that fit into great permaculture settings. The first thing I learned from Gaia's Garden was a better understanding of how permaculture locates forces such as sun, wind, and water, each in its own sector. More importantly, I learned how to incorporate the five-zone system for implementing permaculture onto my small property. This is a typical layout of what a permaculture yard in a suburban setting could look like. This is drawn for a quarter acre scale yard. Gaia's Garden also helped me to better understand and implement permaculture principle number 2, catch and store energy. By developing systems that collect resources when they are abundant, we can use them in times of need. This was realized in the methods of contouring to catch water rather than continue to endure the slow erosion of my side and backyards. For example, in episode 56 at todolisthome.com, I show how I repaired a muddy path with a new stone walkway. What I didn't show was the straw-filled swell that I made on the north side of the walkway. This picture is an example of the straw-filled swell I made for the walkway to prevent water from overflowing it. Gaia's Garden also gave me confidence to finally address another dangerously slick and muddy area on the north side of my property. There, I recently built 3 small swells to help stop erosion and finally allow for a safe walking area in the rain. These are test sites, and if they work as planned, I have a couple of other places that may be saved with some water capturing and holding techniques. What's really great about Gaia's Garden are the various food forest ideas that are based on permaculture principle number 7. Design from patterns to details. By stepping back, we can observe patterns in nature and society. These can form the backbone of our designs, with the details filled in as we go. Gaia's Garden provides garden designs along with explanations of the techniques for implementing them into my permaculture plans. I have been working on plans for about a month now of how to make room for the various plants and vegetables that will be growing soon. Gaia's Garden was the best resource for teaching me how to step back and build my plans from a vision. In particular, I found the theory and implementation behind the U-shaped food forest to be extremely well-suited for my own plans. Now in the backyard, I have one mini food forest built, and I'm in the process of building the second. They will contain elderberry, blueberry, asparagus, blackberry, raspberry, and a wide variety of flowers and vegetables. If my plans go well, these plants, along with the other animal life forms on my property, including the honeybees, will have a long-lasting and beautiful place to reside. This book is a great resource for every home gardener, especially people who used to garden but gave up because of pests, too much work, and/or a lack of success. I also recommend this book for people who want to build large or small-scale food forests that don't require annual plantings and the expense that goes with traditional gardening methods. Gaia's Garden is a wonderful guide to those interested in making dreams come true in their backyards, just as Mother Nature intended. You won't find pesticides, herbicides, or petroleum-based fertilizer recommendations in Gaia's Garden. Instead, you will find ways to incorporate what is found in nature into home gardening and permaculture adventures. I hope you found this review interesting and useful. A link to the book can be found in the show notes at todolisthome.com. And I thank you for watching. That's it for today. Now go and make some permaculture plans for your backyard.